Welcome, Hawk fans, into a special edition of the Basketball Podcast of Mid-America. I'm Blake Sutton from Whole Hawk Sports. I'm joined by Scotty Bordelon of Whole Hawk Sports. We are inside Bud Walton Arena on campus of the University of Arkansas, where it's a pretty big event to introduce new head coach Eric Musselman. It was open to the public. There was a lot of special guests.
Probably a couple hundred fans here, don't you think?
Yeah, at least. And then they had the introduction of Coach Musselman, and then a Musselman press conference, then a Hunter Yurecek press conference. So there was a lot going on today.
There was, just for the media-only press conference, there was like 40 minutes worth of transcription to do.
Oh, yeah.
And so it was tons of stuff. And then, like, Yurecek covered not only, like, the search process with Musselman and the other coaches, but, like, how everything went down with Mike and, like, the meeting at the Blessings. And yeah. Trey Biddy's walking through. You want to hop on? You're good.
We almost got an exclusive interview with Trey Biddy, but he's leaving. See you, Trey.
Yeah, he kind of went through everything that happened with Mike, and Mike Anderson has been fired, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
In case you missed it 2 weeks ago. But Yurecek kind of went over that and said he didn't really decide to fire Mike Anderson until his head hit the pillow that Monday night, and then by Tuesday afternoon, about 3 or 3:30, it was official. He was done. Yeah. But they Yurecek narrowed a list down from about a dozen candidates, and they zeroed in on about four or five of them. And he said he knew that Eric Musselman was the guy when he officially offered him the job over the phone, and Musselman screamed into the phone, and Yurecek said his ear was like shaking because he was yelling so loud. He was so excited. So that's kind of where we are now.
Well, you know what really impressed me about Hunter Yurecek? You know, this was the first big decision that he's had to make as Arkansas athletic director, and I thought he couldn't have handled it any better. And in the introduction today, the first thing he did was to thank Mike Anderson for all that he did, you know, for the program and stuff. And the everybody in the crowd applauded. And then in Hunter Yurecek's press conference, he was saying that, like, he didn't want to have a press conference about firing Mike because it would have just been him bringing up a bunch of negative stuff, and he didn't want to do that. And
right.
I thought that was a really classy move on Yurecek's part. And, I mean, he's just handled this whole process really well.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, one of the things he said in that opening remark when it kind of explained why he didn't do a press conference to kind of go over Mike's firing, he said, like, I appreciate – he's like, first of all, I understand that everybody in this room has a job to do. And there was – he knew, and it was kind of a slick thing from him. Like, there was – the information was, like, little to none.
Yeah.
And, like, he even said that some of his senior administrative staff had zero part in the coaching search. And he was like, I know the search in some people's eyes, like, dragged on and took a little bit longer than they'd hoped, but – he got his guy. He got his guy, and he's thrilled with Musselman's energy and his enthusiasm. I'm excited. I'm kind of like I said this the day that Mike Anderson got fired. I hate it for him because I know what and Yurecek mentioned it a couple times. He's first class guy.
Yeah.
I'm excited to cover another coach.
Yeah, different style.
Nothing at all against Mike Anderson. Mike was always great to me when I asked him questions and stuff, and when we spoke. It's kind of an exciting time for Arkansas basketball, and I think it's like a little bit of a breath of fresh air.
Absolutely, and like you mentioned about covering a new coach, not only a new coach, but a coach with almost a completely opposite style of play than Mike Anderson.
Well, the offense will still be – it'll still be up-tempo. They'll still play up-tempo. You know, I was looking at some of Eric Musselman's, like, his coaching resume on KenPom, and his adjusted tempo, which is basically possessions per game, it's a little bit less than Arkansas was, but they're still going to get up and down.
Yeah.
It's still going to be free-flowing. And I think one of the things Musselman said today is offensively, players are going to have a lot of freedom. And defensively, they're going to be more structured. But I like what I'm writing today, just kind of Musselman's background with analytics, having come from the NBA and having been a coach there. And he was in – California when the Oakland A's and Billy Beane were kind of creating like the money ball deal.
Yeah.
And so
sabermetrics and all.
Man, he said he even got to go over there and kind of bend his ear and pick his brain a little bit just about how he might be able to flip what they're doing in baseball and the analytics side of baseball and flip it into a basketball situation. He likes analytics, and he motivates players through numbers and through statistics and stuff like that. I think that's fascinating to me. And he mentioned that they're going to like, they want to shoot a lot of threes, mm-hmm. and they're going to want to get to the rim and get to the free throw line. And he said analytics will tell you shooting threes and getting to the line is a good thing.
Yeah.
And his, you know, his teams, you know, looking at the analytics page here, you know, they weren't that great of a 3-point shooting team this year. They were under 35%, but his second and third teams at Nevada, one of which went to the Sweet 16, those two teams were both top 40 in the country in 3-point shooting. Both were better than 38%. So that's pretty solid as a team. So I think Arkansas was somewhere around 34-35% this year.
It'll be interesting to see. You talked about how he likes to shoot a lot of threes and have freedom on offense. One thing that stood out to me was the emphasis on defensive rebounding, which you just did not see under Mike Anderson in his 8 years at Arkansas. They kind of treated that as optional and tried to get turnovers instead of defensive rebounds. But Musselman's teams, they have a nose for the ball, and they are, you know, highly ranked in defensive rebounding, which will be different.
This analytics page says his Musselman's last team at Nevada was 36th in the country in defensive rebounding. Opponents only grabbed like a quarter of their missed shots, and I think Arkansas like gave up like close to 35 or 36% this past season, and like that was a kind of a trait of all of Nolan Richardson's teams and Mike Anderson's teams too. But I think fans will like seeing teams not grab offensive rebounds. I think they're going to like that part a lot.
Well, different styles, really also a totally different personality than Mike Anderson. Mike Anderson was super laid back, and the most emotion he really showed on the sidelines was sometimes like silently taking off his jacket, and people say, "Oh, jacket's coming off."
Yeah, giving it to
him. He's going to work.
Yeah,
he's going to work now because the jacket's coming off, and that was kind of like the extent of the emotion that Mike Anderson would show. And Eric Musselman is not like that at all. I watched a video.
He might take his shirt off in the middle of the game.
He might rip his shirt off.
And you're also going to go from one of the best dressed coaches, possibly in the country. He's like rivaling Jay Wright at Villanova, maybe. That dude's straight out of GQ. But Musselman is, and I'm curious to see if he's going to still do this, but he's like a golf polo only. And just he's like the epitome of comfort on the sideline. I feel like you could coach at your best when you feel your best, when you're most comfortable. And I mean, it's not going to be surprising if he wins his first game here and he just picks his shirt up and you see "Woo Pig Baby" written on his chest or something. Like that's the kind of guy you're in for. And I think fans are also going to really like Musselman, because I know in the past, at least on our message board, I've read things that have read posts that have said that Mike Anderson doesn't really go after officials. Like they would like to have seen him go after officials a little bit more. Maybe him not doing that gives some people the impression that he didn't have his guys back all the time. I don't think he didn't. I don't think there was a moment when he didn't have his guys back, but that's just kind of not his personality. Musselman, I watched a video yesterday. So he was an assistant under Chuck Daly, and Musselman said that he found himself complaining a lot behind the bench. He was sitting on the row behind the bench complaining about the officiating a lot. So the next day, Chuck Daly sees him at practice, and he's like, "Okay, I'm going to give you something to do. Here's a clipboard. I want you to chart every one of the officials' calls that they make, chart what it is and whether it was right or wrong." And so the next game, he goes out and does it. He reports back to Chuck Daly, and Chuck asks him, "Is that how the officials do?" And Musselman was like, "They got like 99% of the calls right." And so Chuck Daly was like, "Okay, so yeah, you should probably just let the officials do their part." So he's gonna toe the line and like make sure the officials hear him, but he's not gonna cross it. I don't think. I mean, he might get some tees every now and then, but I don't know how many he's had in his career or even gotten at Nevada, but. He knows there's a fine line that you don't cross, but you can also get the officials' attention too.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about a lot of the positives. Every coach has negatives, though. Are there any that stand out to you with Musselman? Really, the only kind of nitpicky, I don't know, not necessarily negative, but maybe just curious how he's going to do. He's only been a college coach at Nevada for 4 years, don't play in a very good conference, Mountain West. I'm kind of anxious to see, you know, how he with the SEC being so much better than it has been historically, you know, how he handles an entire season of playing in the SEC,
sure,
as opposed to playing in the Mountain West. And there's a lot of talk about the way he recruits, and part of it being at Nevada, you had to get JUCOs and transfers because there's just not that much high school talent around there.
Yeah.
There's obviously a lot more high school talent in Arkansas, but I think he'll still be able to, you know, get JUCOs and transfers. But I think maybe that'll be strange to some fans because they're used to like following these kids through junior high and high school, and then they go to the Razorbacks. I think you might see a lot more, you know, JUCO transfers and graduate transfers under Musselman.
Yeah, and you know, I know Dudley and Richard have written about it over the last couple of days. Arkansas's got loaded, absolutely loaded 2020 and 2021 classes in state.
Yeah.
And Musselman said today he's gonna work tirelessly going after those kids, and he knows there's lots of talent in the state, and there's lots of really talented, experienced coaches in the state too, and he's going to start building relationships with them.
Yeah.
But he, like you mentioned, the transfer thing. Like coming from the NBA, he kind of viewed transfers as like NBA free agency.
Free agents, yeah.
And like the freshmen as like lottery picks or draft picks and that kind of thing. So that's kind of how he views it. But yeah, he definitely, because somebody asked about the in-state talent, I think, and just all the kids that are here. I mean, there's kids in this state that are going. I know there's one committed to Oklahoma State. Like, you don't want to see, like, if you're an Arkansas fan, you don't want to see that kid leave the state when he's got high major Division I talent going several hours just west of you. Like, you don't want to see him go there. You'd rather play in Bud Walton. But he's gonna go after those in-state kids. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And they're, from what Dudley wrote yesterday, they're pretty hyped about the hire.
Yeah, and speaking of the current players and stuff, well, I know you were talking about the in-state, you know, recruits for Arkansas, but the current team, Musselman was saying, you know, he had a meeting with them, I guess it was last night, and he mentioned this in his introduction today, that his team that went to the Sweet 16, said, I think he said they were 1 point away from going to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, they lost to that Loyola Chicago team.
Oh yeah,
That was a season before last in 2017-18.
And he told, so that team, you know, almost went to the Elite Eight. Musselman told the current Razorback team that they're more talented than that team was, which is kind of mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, I thought that was a pretty big statement too. And Bob asked Musselman,
yeah,
what he thought about it today. That was pretty interesting.
So I mean, who knows? Maybe he's just trying to say all the right things because he just got here. That may not be true. I mean, I don't know if anybody's gone down the list yet and see, like, and compared, you know,
rosters. Yeah.
And maybe they will now. But, I mean, that's kind of a big statement. And I don't know, to me, it tells me that Musselman thinks he already has the pieces to make the NCAA tournament, and it's not going to be like a rebuild job. They're going to try to make the tournament, you know, this season.
I think he understands, like, if everybody that is supposed to come back does come back, that he's got a good core to work with.
Yeah.
Like Jalen, Isaiah, Mason, Desi, Reggie.
Yeah.
That's a pretty solid place to start right there.
Yeah.
And if you can get some other guys in to kind of round out the roster, then, I mean, he expects to go to the NCAA tournament. That's the goal every year.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like those five or six guys is a really, really good place to start, because Desi raised his stock with fans and everybody more so than anybody else on the roster the last month and a half of the year, and you know, the kind of year Isaiah had, and Mason and Jalen too, even though he had some high turnover games, he was among the nation's leaders in assist rate and stuff. And
yeah,
I mean, we saw Reggie do something in the NIT that only two other players in program history had done in a single game. So I mean, there's lots of potential, and I think if he knows if he can keep that core intact, that there's some potential.
Well, and with his, you know, analytical approach that you mentioned, maybe he could possibly get more out of these current players that we have than Mike Anderson was able to do without using all that kind of stuff. You know, maybe he can kind of compare lineups and stuff like that, and you know, this guy's better when this other guy is on the floor, that sort of thing. You know, something, I don't know if that level of detail was ever reached under Mike Anderson, but
it didn't seem like the analytics side of basketball really reared its head a whole lot with the last staff.
Yeah. Just they were just kind of go with
because we
flow,
just you know? Like I feel like we every couple of weeks he'd come in here and be like, so what do you think about Reggie and Daniel playing together? I mean, it seems like good things happen when they're on the floor, and you'd rarely see it. You'd rarely see that, but yeah, I'm curious to see just like what extent the analytics is like relayed to his players. Like I know, you know the staff will have those numbers and they can like relay it into a game plan, but like are those numbers going to be like relayed to the guys too, where they're kind of conscious of it too? Yeah. So I'm kind of curious to see if that's the case.
Well, it is a very exciting time for Arkansas basketball. Eric Musselman introduced as the new head coach today. We will have tons more coverage coming up, but it's kind of getting into a slower period for basketball. So unfortunately, we're going to have to wait a little bit to really get amped up. But
yeah, hopefully like during the summer months, like he will, like Musselman will invite us to watch practice or something. Or, you know, I know this is kind of like a whirlwind time for him, because yesterday he was in Reno and then today he's getting introduced. And I mean, he was in front of like probably 75 or 80 media members today. And, you know, we may not get him one-on-one interview, get like interview requests for one-on-one with him for a while. I'm kind of hoping to do that pretty soon. But yeah, that's kind of looking ahead.
Yeah. And you know, October is right around the corner, and I think the fans are excited about the hire for the most part. I've maybe seen two people that are, you know, legitimately upset about it. But I mean, people just seem really on board with the hire, and I think there's going to be a lot of interest going into next season. And like, you know, like we said, I think Musselman has some pieces to work with, and you know, it's definitely not out of the realm of possibility that they could make the NCAA tournament in year one with Eric Musselman. But yeah, okay, we had a poll on our WholeHogSports.com. What grade do you give UA's decision to hire Eric Musselman? The majority gave it an A.
Yeah, I mean, there's 2,463 total votes in this, so it's not like, I mean, it's not like 100 people voted in it. I mean, it's 972 votes for an A, 937 for a B, 373 for a C, and then there's that guy. There's like 200 plus of 200 of those people
that give it an F.
That gave it a D or an F. Yeah,
F plus.
Right, F plus. Yeah, it was on the high end.
But we will see how Eric Musselman does. I don't think he has, like we said, it's not a rebuild job. I think he has pieces in place. I think the big question, maybe heading into the summer, is who do you get to replace Daniel Gafford? I mean, do you add some dudes?
Yeah.
And do you give Ethan Henderson just a bigger role, or do you try to go get somebody? Which is what Eric Musselman does, goes and gets transfers and JUCOs. So I think he has a task on his hand, you know, right away to replace Gafford.
Yeah, and I don't think like he pulled, you know, the couple of the better players on his last team at Nevada was a couple of twin brothers. It was Caleb and Cody Martin.
Right. From NC State.
Musselman's in Nevada, and those twins are on the East Coast in North Carolina, and he still built the relationship enough to bring them, to uproot them across the country to Nevada.
Yeah.
And kind of sold them on that. So it's not like he's just going to pick from one region. Like he's got a pretty, he's casted like a pretty big nationwide net. So
yeah,
I don't think he's limited to just grabbing transfers from one particular place or region. So that's kind of intriguing to me too.
Yeah. Well, that'll just about do it for this special edition of the basketball podcast, Mid-America. We'll be back in a few months when Arkansas starts practicing in the red-white game, but you know, around October. But until then, for Scotty Bordelon, I'm Blake Sutton. We're with Whole Hog Sports. This is the basketball podcast of Mid-America. Thanks for listening.